A Senate panel controlled by Democrats voted to get rid of part of the plan that would have killed the entire proposal if any piece of it is found unconstitutional. Assembly Republicans have insisted on that provision, saying that without it, a court could pick the measure apart and tip a delicate partisan balance. But Madison Democratic Committee Chair Fred Risser insisted the change would not be a deal breaker.
It has still got bipartisan support. The problem with compromises is that they never satisfy anyone.
Legislative leaders said later that they were still working together on the plan. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch and Senate Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson announced in a joint statement that they're close to resolving their differences. There are those who think the parties are compromising a little too much, and in the process weakening what's supposed to be a tough ethics and election enforcement package. Republican Senator Mike Ellis criticized a part of the plan that would have criminal cases against lawmakers tried in their home counties, a provision he sees as special treatment.
If we blow it this time, we are buying protection for the politicians at the expense of protecting the people.
The committee rejected a proposal by Ellis to give the new Government Accountability Board created in this bill more power to launch criminal probes on its own. The legislature's evenly split budget writing panel will get the next crack at this plan. Speaker Hipsch and Majority Leader Robson say they'll delay that committee's next meeting while they work out a final agreement. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.